You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's that time of week again. It's time to introduce our blind chef. It's Ian Gentle. Hello, you.
Hello, Jill. How's it going?
I'm very well this week. How are you?
Very well. Listen, there's something I really must bring to your attention and to the attention of listeners. In this month's Connect magazine, there is a link to what they call life hacks on the Henshaw's website. And the very first link is to a video and explanation of how to use, of all things, a stainless steel afro hair comb to safely cut and slice things like tomatoes and cucumbers. It's absolutely brilliant, and if you haven't had a look at it, everybody do go and have a look, because it's a really useful tip.
How does it actually work?
You stab the comb vertically downwards into the center of the tomato, then you insert your sharp knife between the tines of the comb and cut down.
Oh my goodness. Do you know something? That is a brilliant, brilliant way of slicing things. I would never, ever have thought of that. I take it you have to clean your comb first, or maybe just have an afro comb handy in the kitchen.
I've got my wife trying to find one for me as we speak.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, listen, I don't know if we'll be able to use it in this week's recipe, because this week you're making Jamaica cake, and I swear I have been absolutely drooling at the thought of this for the last week. So how do we go about making this, Ian?
Okie doke. Well, this is a cake that uses no butter and no eggs. It does use milk, so it's not quite good enough for vegans. And first, there's a list of ingredients and then a list of equipment. So we'll start off with the ingredients. And it's 275 ml of full-fat whole milk. 115 grams of dark brown sugar. I use muscovado. 115 grams of black treacle or molasses. 115 grams of golden syrup, 225 grams of plain flour, plus for later use further in the recipe, another 3 heaped tablespoonfuls of plain flour. Then 1.5 teaspoonfuls of baking powder, 1 teaspoonful of bicarb or baking soda, 1 tablespoonful of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of mixed spice, and 115 grams of cubed gold foil stark margarine. That's not the margarine that's soft that comes in the tub. It's the hard kind that comes in wrapped in gold foil. Then we're going to have a look at the equipment that's going to be needed. So first of all, making cakes is messy. So I wear an apron, and I'm proud to do so. And also when I'm doing cakes, I always have my kitchen sink. I have a bowl of warm soapy water, because you frequently need to rinse your hands. We start off with a 9.5 inch by 6 inch loaf tin. That's your cake tin. I'm going to be using a talking measuring jug, a talking kitchen scale, a large mixing bowl, mine's plastic, a food processor with the plastic blade, a large plastic or wooden spatula, a small 10 inch by 6 inch plastic cutting board, 2 small saucepans, my trusty pen friend, which is the label reader, a talking kitchen timer, a fearsome electric whisk with 2 whisks protruding from it, which people are quite frightened of, a dessert bowl, a nest of measuring spoons, and a roll of cling film. Okay, now we're going to go to the actual method. So we start off by preheating the oven to gas mark 4, that's 180 degrees centigrade or 375 Fahrenheit. The first thing we do is we weigh the sugar. And we weigh the sugar using my talking kitchen scales and put that sugar into one of the 2 small saucepans. Then with the talking measuring jug, I measure 275 ml of milk and put that into the pan with the sugar. Then you warm that milk in the pan on a low heat and stir in the sugar until dissolved. And that takes a couple of minutes. Do it thoroughly, because you don't want any grains of sugar left over. Then you set that aside to cool. Then we come to how on earth do you measure out 115 grams of treacle? Well, I take the bowl off my talking kitchen scales and I place a small dessert bowl onto the platform. I then switch the scale on, and it says quite rightly 0, because that's its default. Then I use a plastic bottle of Tate & Lyle's golden syrup and pour that into the mixing bowl the dessert bowl until it says 115 grams and stop. I then get my tin of black treacle, open it up, and I add 115 grams of black treacle. Well, basically, that's between 2 and 3 dessert spoonfuls. And basically, what you do is you take a spoon, dip it into the treacle, allow it to fall into the dessert bowl, and keep doing that until it says 230 grams. That means you've got 115 grams of golden syrup and 115 grams of black treacle. Then you pour that treacle into the other small saucepan and you heat it on a low heat until it's runny but not quite sticky. You can feel that with a wooden spoon, but you don't want it to get hot. Take it off the heat, leave it to cool. Then you put your bowl back onto the top of the kitchen scales and you measure out 225 grams of flour and you tip that into the food processor to which you put the plastic blades. Now you use the measuring spoons then to add the bicarb, the baking powder, ginger, cinnamon, mixed spices. And I've found those in my spice cupboard by using my pen friend, which reads the labels for me. Then I'm going to weigh 115 grams of margarine. Now this time, again, I take the bowl off the top scales and I put the small plastic chopping board onto the scales. Now, a pack of stalk margarine weighs about 250 grams. We want 115. Well, half of 250 would be 125. So I cut just under half of that 250-gram block and put it onto the chopping block on the kitchen scales. Now, usually it comes in a little bit under 100 grams or 110 grams, and I just add a little bit of margarine on top of that until it says 115 grams. Then I remove the chopping board with the margarine on it and put it on the work surface. And I've got to cut that into cubes. So I make 2 cuts along down into it with a bone-handled table knife so that it's cut into thirds. Then I turn that on the side and make another 2 cuts so it's cut into thirds. That means if I then roll it again and cut down from the other side, I get 9 little cubes. Do you understand me?
I do.
Then I put those into the food processor, and then I cut another 9 cubes and put those in until it's all gone away. And then I rinse my hands because they're all greasy and sticky. Then, this is the clever bit. The recipe originally calls for you to rub the flour and the margarine and the spices all together until it resembles breadcrumbs. Well, that's a bit of a problem for us. So what I've got is a trick. I put the top back onto the food processor and I press the button so it whizzes for a count of 3, which is 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Then I let go. Then I do it again. And then I do it again. And I do it 4 times in all. So that's 4 times I've gone 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, stop. Now what happens then is that it's not quite mixed properly. All the margarine tends to solidify at the bottom of the food processor. So I take the top off and using my plastic spatula, I mix it all up and chop it all up and give it a good old stirring. It's perfectly safe because it's plastic blades in there and the food processor won't work with the top off. Then I put the top back on and again, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I do that 4 times. Now I repeat that process 3 times altogether. And then I take the top off the food processor and empty the contents into my big mixing bowl. And then I rub the flour with my fingers. It takes about a minute and you keep rubbing, and it turns into breadcrumbs very, very quickly. Then rinse my hands. I pour the syrup mixture into the mixing bowl and the milk and sugar mixture. And then I reach for my dreaded electric whisk. And I place the whisk into the mixture and I switch it on. And I move it around in a figure of 8 configuration, sometimes reversing it. And I mix the whole thing together for about 1 minute. Now, the thing is, if you use a timer, you can't hear it over the noise of the whisk. So I simply go 1001, 1002 until I get to 1060. By that time, it's properly mixed. I then add an extra 3 heaped tablespoonfuls of plain flour and mix it again for another 30 seconds. Now, the important thing about the electric whisk is when you finish, switch it off, but don't lift it out of the bowl until it's finished whizzing. Because if you lift it out of the bowl and the whisks are still running, you spread cake mixture absolutely everywhere and you splatter it all over your kitchen. Not a good idea.
I've done it before, Ian. I've done it myself.
So always make sure your whisk is stopped before you lift it out of the mixing bowl. Now, simply then, you simply pour that mixture into your cake tin, the loaf tin, pop it in the oven and bake it for, I'd say, 50 minutes. After 50 minutes, I take a long flat kebab skewer and push that into the center of it, pull it out, run my finger over the end, and if it's still wet, then I'll give the cake another 5 minutes. And I do that again, if necessary, until the probe comes out clean. Now, you take it out of the oven, obviously using your oven gloves, but I then run a palette knife or a blunt knife around the edges of the cake tin to release the cake. And then I leave it to cool. And when it's completely cool, I turn it out. And then, this is where the cling film comes in, you then wrap it in cling film. And you leave it at room temperature overnight for really preferably for 24 hours, 12 if you can't wait, before you start slicing it. And that's what makes it really sticky. That's Ian's sticky Jamaica ginger cake.
Oh my goodness, Ian, I am actually in my head as you're talking, making this ginger cake in my kitchen. And I am going to do this week and I'll let you know how it goes next week for sure. It sounds absolutely delicious and very, very simple. And, you know, there's so many of these products that you can get from the RNIB shop online if you want to take a look. It's rnib.org.uk/shop. So do take a look for them. I shall let you know how I got on next week, Ian. And what are we talking about next week?
We're talking about a chicken chorizo. Just before I do leave, I should have said that I use my talking kitchen timer to time 50 minutes.
That is a good tip. It is a very good tip because, you know, it's very easy to sit down and wait and stick a bit of telly on or stick the radio on and forget all about your cake. I've also done that in the past. Ian, many thanks for joining us this week. I'm going home to make my Jamaica cake. You have a great week and we'll speak to you next week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Jill. Bye now.
Have a good one.